This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, after a warm weekend and start to this week, we're looking at a couple cold fronts to cross the Columbia Basin today and Wednesday to knock temperatures to slightly below normal. And this will be 15 to 20 degrees lower than what we've seen these past few days. Rain chances, though, with these fronts will be virtually nil, so hay cut this week should have good to excellent drying conditions. Gusty winds with the fronts, though, may scatter hay that has been recently fluffed or turned. The dry weather will be good for ripening cherries. Although the conditions will be dry, the cooler temperature should keep humidity a little higher, with afternoon values getting down to the 20 to 30% range, except in the Ellensburg area, where lowest humidity will stay in the 30 to 40% range. Crop water use will be lower these next 7 days. You can plan on tall alfalfa, wheat, mint, apples, and late cherries needing 1 1/3 inches, while lawns, early planted potatoes take 1 1/4 inches, and melons and early planted corn need about 3/4 inches. Even though the temperatures will be cooler, these evapotranspiration rates are actually close to normal for mid to late June due to the wind the next few days. Spraying may be hampered by these winds until Thursday and then on into the weekend, when winds will be less than 10 miles per hour, especially in the morning. For aginfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.